Then what do you got? You got biker gangs running through the streets of America, raping your churches, burning your women, knocking over everything. Help us. Who comes to the rescue? The good, honest, God-fearing Americans that own baby skull-seeking bullets.
I guess I just hate to see a child go unbeaten.
Irwin, admit that you are a sinner.
Well, I've sinned. Didn't take any Polaroids or anything.
You ready then?
Whether I am or not, you've been more than fair.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to kill you.
You seem a decent fellow. I hate to die.
I am blessed this day, for the Lord hath given unto me three able men, willing to help me with a hand job.
It's been a pleasure fighting with you. Some of us won't make it, but there is a place where we will all see each other again. And that place is Denny's.
Which Denny's?
We'll figure it out later, Donner.
And the one near the 15 exit, I'm banned from there.
Well, then I guess I'll see you in hell.
I'm a man. I am gonna get you better. And then I'm gonna beat you to death!
Can you dig it?
Cancun Koozie, your weekly podcast for all your geeky garbage, kitschy comedy, and nerdy news. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I am Taylor.
I don't know if this, for the listeners out there, I don't know if this recording is going to sound as good as last week's, even though there was two technical difficulties last week.
What were they? I don't remember.
The 5 seconds where we cut out at like 2 minutes and 12 seconds. And then the 5 seconds where we cut out a little later.
Yeah. I can't remember. I couldn't tell you what happened.
Yeah. Our conversation just was completely not recorded, but we're doing this remotely because, Adam gave me COVID.
Yeah. Somebody brought back COVID from Florida. I don't know who that would have been.
You think so? You think it was me? How come I'm doing so well?
Asymptomatic.
I don't know. I don't know if Adam actually gave me COVID, but somebody gave me COVID.
Are you very happy about it?
Huh?
Are you very happy about it?
No, I'm not. It's boring and it hurts, but it doesn't hurt right now. It just hurt like for the last 4 days.
I'm finally piecing together because you had sent out a text saying that you were open until like the 20th. And I just thought you had vacation.
Yeah,
I vacation thought you were time. Feeling ill and you just had this time off.
I thought you guys would put two and two together as to why I wanted to do this remotely. No, when I said I wanted to do it remotely, I didn't mean you guys had to be in separate spaces, but whatever.
Oh, well, I thought, no, I just assumed.
It's much more convenient for me. I don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Well, same. We're all in our respective studios, so it all works out. Adam's in a closet, so
I'm as per usual.
Although I did, you guys haven't been here for a while. I can't shift this camera on, but I did remove the doors that were on this closet.
Yeah, I'm
so now scared. It's less closety and more like a little enclave.
Yeah,
alcove. Whatever fancy word you want to call it, that's what it is. So it should have, it's boosting the value of my home dramatically.
Big time. Added to that. Do closets count for square footage?
Why not? Well, they do now. Does. Now that there's no doors, it's not a closet. It's
part of the room
extension. I should put like one of those fold down beds coming out of here.
Boom. Murphy's bed.
That's it. It'd be sweet.
Oh, that's what they are called. Yeah, yeah. I forgot about those. Murphy's beds. Yeah, you should do that.
I want one.
Yes.
There you go.
Then you guys can come over, get hammered, and cuddle on the Murphy bed.
Yeah. Well,
we can already come over and get hammered and cuddle anyway. We don't need
you can, but now you'll have a Murphy bed.
Yeah, so it's like, Cole, let's go to the Murphy bed. And then we would go to the Murphy bed.
Yeah.
It's got a my Crocs just broke. My Crocs just broke.
Oh, good. What year is it anyway? 2009.
No one cares about your Crocs.
I do.
Those don't look like standard, like the Crocs that I envision. Those just look like shoes. They're not the
These are
They're still out over. Never mind. It looks just like a croc.
No. Cole would like these because they say light ride, and Cole likes the light rail in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Not that much. Not that much where I would wear it on my feet.
Oh, I okay. Jeez.
Yeah, so the day before I realized I had COVID, I started showing symptoms on Thursday, but I just thought it was a cold. Yeah. And Friday, because I haven't been sick in over a year. I haven't been sick since the January before this past January. And it felt exactly like a cold until Sunday morning, but I'll get to that later. So Saturday, I had to go get my car washed. So I walk into the gas station and I buy my gas. The car wash comes for free if you get gas. And I'm walking out, and the lady behind the counter was actually really cool. But I'm walking out, and this car comes and jumps the curb and misses me by probably about 8 inches. And the door was wide open, and I shout, "Stupid bitch!" And I think the girl behind the counter inside thought I was talking about her, which I wasn't. I hope she didn't think that I was talking about her. I was talking about the lady in the blue car. I almost kicked her car. I was pissed. But yeah, the lady in the blue car who jumped the curb and almost manslaughtered me, that was the stupid that I was talking about.
Well, Cole, have you ever seen a little movie called Final Destination?
Oh, no, I've seen the first scene. I've been told that the first scene, the death scene, is that the one where I never watched the one with the airplane. I know that the first one has an airplane.
Yeah,
the one that I know about is the one where the logs roll off the truck and one goes through a windshield and Gallagher's a dude's head like watermelon.
I'm driving behind a truck that has loosely attached poles in it,
this is
get the hell out of there. I'm not messing around with that.
Well, what I'm trying to say is, Cole, I don't think it's any coincidence that you nearly got killed by a car and now you have COVID.
Well, yeah. Technically, I had COVID before I nearly got killed by the car.
Oh, okay.
I'm not having a great time on it, but I'm doing 100% better than 2 days ago. And I'm doing still quite a lot better than yesterday. But, you know, everyone is asking me about a fever. That's the one symptom I never got, was a fever. They were going through the symptoms with me, and I had chills, extremely bad chills, itchy throat. My eyes were itchy. My nose was either stuffy or runny, but I never got a fever. The worst one that I had was fatigue. Saturday night, I went to bed at 12:15, and I woke up at 8 o'clock. So I was asleep for nearly 8 hours, and I wasn't feeling good. I stayed at Malati's house that night. She says, "I'm going to take a quick shower." When she's in the shower, and she's telling me, "You sound bad. You should go get checked out. You don't sound very good." And I'm like, "It's just a cold. It's just a cold." And she jumps in the shower, and I call my mom and I say, "Mom, I'm not coming to some Sunday supper. I'm not feeling very good. I'm a little bit under the weather." And my mom right away is, "Oh, you should go get checked out. You should go get checked out." And then Malati comes out of the shower, and they start ganging up on me. And I'm like, "Shit, I gotta go get checked out." And so I did, and it was COVID, and I was having a really hard time talking to the nurse. Like, I couldn't concentrate on the conversation. I would I would lose track of where we were in the conversation. And I had to ask her what quite a few times, and I had her repeat herself quite a few times. And now that I think about it, I was actually doing that on Saturday with Molity when we were having conversations. I probably had her repeat herself like any sentence or anytime she talked and she said more than two sentences, I always had to have her repeat the third sentence. You know, I couldn't concentrate on what anyone was saying.
That sounds like my everyday life with my wife. I go, what? Every third sentence.
Well, apparently that's a symptom, is confusion is a symptom. And
I've had this for years.
Yeah.
Well, for years.
I haven't. It's been extremely annoying for me. And after you get COVID and you tell your mom, she tells everybody, also you tell your boss and he tells people, you get a whole lot more phone calls than you normally do. So I was talking a lot more to people and it was very annoying because I was having a hard time. I got a text from a woman I work with saying, I heard you have COVID. I hope you feel better. And I read the woman's name before I read the text. And then I read the text and then I sent back, thank you, Brian, because I honestly thought it was another supervisor at work that was texting me. So the confusion one is the one symptom that I don't never really hear about from people. And that one's hitting me pretty hard, but I'm not having the fever that I always hear about. So I don't know.
Well, Adam, you're the last guy to get it. Go over to Cole's place for a little while.
Does actually, he have a Murphy bed?
Yeah. Well, what you should do is you should go over there. And if you don't get sick, Adam, we know who the culprit is.
Yeah. The problem is, though, is I'll be the one who gets it and then dies.
Yeah. One of us has got to go from it.
None of our friends have died yet. It's got to be me.
Oh, okay.
Hey, don't worry. The podcast can go on without you.
Oh, I know. It'll do better without me here. So.
Oh, fuck, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
Wow, Cole. You don't sound too brain damaged now.
Yeah. He doesn't even know what he's saying.
Yeah, he's going to be like, did I even podcast today?
I was actually pretty relieved yesterday when you said that you couldn't do it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because, not because of the confusion thing, although that probably wouldn't have made for a great podcast, but because of the fatigue. I was, by the time you sent that text, I was ready to pass out again.
Oh, God.
I slept for 16 hours on Sunday.
Holy shit.
And when I woke up on Monday, I was completely exhausted. My brother told me, hey, you know, like there's this thing in your kitchen you can do to kind of make your life easier. And I couldn't get to it. I slept for 16 hours on Sunday and 12 yesterday. And today I woke up and I'm finally not completely fatigued where like I've been doing chores around the house and stuff and I don't have to take a break, you know, like every 30 minutes and sit down for a little while. I can get shit done and I don't feel like a complete waste. So I was very happy that, but I want to know what happened with you. Why did you need to put it off?
Oh, I was just taking care of some stuff at home. I could talk about it after the cast.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe your dog was shitting everywhere or something.
No, he's actually doing really well with the whole potty training thing. He had an accident the other night because I ignored him, but other than that, he's doing really well as far as waiting to go outside. But with the snow that we got today, he's a bit of a pansy when it comes to it. It's like, dude, go. Wow. He won't go out there unless I physically grab him and set him down. And then he's like, oh, I guess it's not so bad. And then he, you know, does his business, but it's like, fucker, you motherfucker. But nah, he's doing all right. I went to Scranton, North Dakota on Saturday.
Oh, south of Dickinson?
South of Dickinson. Well, it wasn't quite to Scranton. It was about, I'd say, 10 miles outside on a farm.
That's where Molity is from.
Scranton?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well,
okay, that's quite a drive.
It actually is. It's like, fuck, yeah,
That's actually really funny, because where her parents live is 10 miles outside of Scranton on a farm.
You just went to Malati's parents' house and you didn't even know it.
I don't believe so. These folks were, I don't think they were a lady of Malati's age. They were old enough to be that, but.
Okay.
So I don't think it was.
Okay, what were you out there for?
So I went and picked up a drum kit. You know, I had come to this realization. Yeah. It's like, man, why can't I get anybody to come over and play drums? Bring your fucking drum kit over. But, you know, somebody's probably not going to want to bring their drum kit over. You know, Elijah had a bit of rapport with Jason Birch, so Jason was cool with leaving his shit over at Elijah's. But I'm thinking to myself, well, I actually had a conversation with a guy at work, and I said, he said, I play drums. And I said, what? Really? He said, yeah, I haven't played in a long time, or played punk in a long time. And that's why I said I'd like to get somebody over to play some punk rock sometime. And he goes, well, do you have a kit? And I said, no, I don't. Why don't I? I should have a kit. I should have a house.
I got one just for you. It's in Scranton.
It's in Scranton. I got to go get it this week. No, I was like, shit. So Deanne's pretty excited about it, too. She was kind of fiddling around, and she had expressed interest in playing drums a little bit. So I was like, all right, yeah, well, we got a house kit now. So it's pretty sweet.
That is sweet. How's Fritz around it? Or
he gets a little scared, you know, like, oh, I don't think I like this. And then he'll come back in for a little bit. But
I can't do it at all with Daisy around. She's got to be outside.
Freaks out, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish you would have told me you were going to Scranton, or I wish I would have known that you were going to Scranton, because the best taco pizza in North Dakota is in Scranton.
Really?
I'm not even kidding. I know one of you guys is probably going to say A and B or something, but it's better.
Happy Joe's.
Fuck Happy Joe's.
Nacho Joe at Happy Joe's is, oh yeah, that's good stuff.
I don't know the name of the pizza place in Scranton, North Dakota, but it's a tiny, tiny ass town. So there's only one,
right?
There's only one.
There's only one pizza place, probably only one restaurant, or?
I think there's a couple of restaurants there, but the pizza place, their taco pizza tastes exactly like an Indian taco, but as a slice.
That sounds pretty goddamn good.
It would have been worth it to drive the extra 10 miles into Scranton and pick that up.
Door Pizza?
What's that?
Next Door Pizza?
Yes. Yes, that's the place.
Oh, okay. Look at this guy. Web Sleuth.
I just looked up Scranton, North Dakota pizza.
Best taco pizza ever.
If we ever go down to Deadwood together, all of us, there's that way to get to go through Dickinson and then down. What's that fucking town where you?
New England.
New England with the T stop.
Yeah. Yep. That was it.
The stop sign at the T intersection. There's a way where you can go instead of going that way, which is faster. You can go through Scranton. We should almost take the longer way around and stop there for some of that pizza. And then you guys will like eat it and call bullshit on it being the best pizza, because I already hyped it up this much. You're like, oh, you made it sound so much better. It's not worth going out of the way.
They have a pizza called the Dumpster Fire.
I heard of that, but I didn't eat it.
What the fuck is that?
I think that's got everything on it, right?
Loads of toppings to please your taste buds. I clicked on it. That's all it says.
I definitely don't want to eat that.
Version of the house pizza.
Ugh. To tickle your taste buds? Is that what you said?
To tantalize.
Titillate your taste buds. Gross.
Trickle down your taste
buds. It just said please to please your taste buds. Pick whichever descriptive word you want. Ugh.
Sounds awful. But I'm guessing that this drum kit was the price that it was because of the drive, right? This thing is hardly used, and I'm like, okay, this is a really, he brought it out, and I'm like, this is a fucking nice kit, man.
It looked like a Pearl. Is it a Pearl?
Yeah, yep, it's a Pearl. There are things I would like to upgrade, like the snare. Definitely want to upgrade that, but the cymbals themselves, I priced them out when I got home, and it was funny because he had just a cymbal laying there. He's like, I don't know what this one's for. You can take this too. And they're
like the guy's kid
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And all the symbols were Zildjian's, and I priced them out, and the symbols themselves, brand new, and these were basically brand new, are worth the $350 that I paid for the drum kit.
And I'm like, awesome.
Yeah, it is. And I was at Ekroth today because the throne that it came with, the drum throne that it came with, fucking sucked. The locking mechanism is just one that tightens down. And my fat ass sat on it, and I just sunk down. I'm like, okay, there's no other locking mechanism here. I'm not doing anything wrong. But I was like, fuck. Yeah, I need a new throne. So I went to Ekroth today, and I picked it up. And they had literally the exact same Pearl drum set for $850.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, did I get a good deal?
Yeah, so yeah. even after gas, you probably saved about $400.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, altogether, I think it's probably a $1,200 kit. So
sweet.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I did upgrade the throne. So I picked up a new throne from there, and it's much better. My fat ass can sit on that now. So, but I'm not going to be the guy playing drums, but maybe I will. I don't know.
Did you get like the kind of throne that has a little bounce to it?
No.
Like an office chair? Like a.
They have cushion? Those?
Yeah, they have those. They got ones with backrests.
What? For
the old dudes who just want to relax and play.
Okay. Well, I didn't know any of this. Well, I did know about the backrest. I didn't know they had a little springy one. A
little cushion.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be the one playing it, so I don't care.
Yes, you are. It's in your house. You're going to screw around on it.
Yeah, but I don't need those comforts, but.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah, that was our adventure for the week. So, it was fun.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've been watching this TV show called Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
What's that about?
It's just as it sounds.
Like
it's
flea market?
It's a house hunting show.
Oh, house hunting.
These people want to buy real estate on the beach, and they get their, you know, supposedly cheaper prices than what most people would think to live by the ocean.
When you said beachfront bargain hunt, I just thought it was like flea markets in Florida or something. No, I wouldn't have guessed real estate.
It's all houses. I've just been like obsessed with like ocean shit now. So I'm trying to like, let's see what a house costs in, you know, Florida or North Carolina or wherever the shore is. And I don't know. It's kind of an interesting show just to see what kind of prices people pay. And most of these people end up with condos.
Okay.
That's like, I guess it should just be called buy a condo by the ocean.
Hey, Adam, this reminds me of a maybe you've seen it before, a little movie called Summer Rental.
Ah, sure, 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 sure.
I've never heard about that. You guys never talk about
it. Oh, okay.
I should have wore my shirt. So my sister gave me two shirts when we were in Florida. One says, welcome to Citrus Cove, Florida. That's the fictional town that they had for Summer Rental. And then the other shirt says, your wife's on my whammo. If you remember that, that's from the Frisbee scene where he's playing Frisbee with his son. And then like the Frisbee falls under this like couple that's making out.
Yes.
And they roll over and she's like, oh, Albert. And the guy's like, get out of here. And he's like, your wife's on my whammo.
Gotcha.
Anyway, you got to watch the movie again, obviously.
I do. I have to return it to the guy I borrowed it from. I still have it. So he's been asking.
Don't never return it. The person won't miss it. It's yours.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I watched Into the Q-niverse.
Into the what?
I don't remember the name of the TV show. It was on HBO. It was about QAnon.
Okay. Oh,
and
I watched the Tina documentary.
Oh my gosh, it was so satisfying though. Once they kind of did the reveal at the end, you know, all of these conspiracy theorists are just, you know, they're just following some dipshit in the Philippines. You know, they're not. All this stuff is just. I mean, obviously, it was all shit, but it was just satisfying to to have them get there.
Baby eating reptilians, man. You know.
Yeah. Good stuff. No, it was really, really fascinating. I enjoyed it. And then I also watched the King Kong. No. The Godzilla. Did I talk about that last week?
No, you didn't.
I watched that one too, yeah.
Not the new Godzilla.
No. Oh, I watched the new one. Oh. The newest. The King Kong Godzilla versus Kong.
I had to get all the canon in. You know, I had to figure out what the hell was going on. What all the hype was about. Didn't. No?
It didn't matter.
Oh, okay. So maybe I'll watch the King Kong versus Godzilla, and then I'll go back and watch King of the Monsters, whatever it's called.
I watched, I think it was on HBO, but it could have been on Stars. It was called King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Movie?
And that was with Charlie Hunnam from... he played
Jack. From a while back. They were going to do this whole cinematic universe, and then it bombed so fucking bad that they're just like, nope, that's over. It kind of was like...
I thought it was an okay movie. Like, it wasn't really that bad. It was a Guy Ritchie movie, so I think that's maybe just the wrong universe for Guy Ritchie directing, potentially.
I just think it's really stupid of these movie studios to plan on making a cinematic universe before they figure out if the first movie does well or not. Like, I remember when we very first started the podcast, Taylor and Elijah were really excited about the Universal monsters.
Well, that's already an established universe. Like, they already exist. They're out there.
They were going to make that cinematic universe with the Universal monsters, and the first one that came out was The Mummy with Tom Cruise. They had announced all these movies, and then Tom Cruise sank his hooks into it and basically changed the script for the whole first movie so that it's more about him than the actual mummy.
What a shit.
And the whole thing fucking died.
You know who wouldn't have done that? Brendan Fraser.
Yeah, probably not, because he's an awesome dude. I don't know. I don't know that he could be a total pedophile, but
watch that Q show.
He always seems like a good guy. He always seems like a good guy. So, you know,
you'd be willing to forgive him.
I'm willing to forgive him. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like Tom Cruise is kind of a control freak when it comes to those movies and shit. So.
Yeah, he's a shit.
Yeah.
Well, he does his own stunts.
I watched something I never would have watched this past week. So I don't like horror movies. I don't like very much a horror anything. So on Saturday, before I knew I had COVID, I was over at Molly's, and she says, pick from one of these movies. And I'm like, I don't really like scary movies. They were all scary movies.
They scare me.
She's like, why not? I was like, because they're scary. And she's like, you're such a baby. And she's like, what about American Horror Story? I'm like, whatever, just put on whatever, you know. Like
the TV series.
And so she wanted to watch them in order, but she doesn't understand how Netflix works, so she started on the most recent.
Well, you don't have to watch those in order.
That's exactly what I told her too, was it doesn't matter, because I had known that they're, you know, none of the seasons really have much to do with the other season.
Right.
From what Taylor has told me and Elijah has told me, or people who have watched this have told me anyway. And so we started on the newest season, 1984. And we got about three episodes in and she kind of fell asleep. And I kept watching it. It was actually really good. After I got COVID, like I said, the confusion and the concentration thing, I was having a hard time with that. So it took me like until earlier today to finish it up. But I finished
the whole season.
Yeah. The first season. I haven't had a whole lot to do other than sleep. And
this one was almost a continuation, or at least it had the same character. It had Richard Ramirez in it.
Okay.
They had Richard Ramirez, the same actor, playing Richard Ramirez in the season Hotel. That's the one.
And there are occasionally carryovers. Like I think the there was that gal with the microcephalic head or whatever, that character she was in
this carnival one or whatever. Yeah,
and I think she was also in the Asylum as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. You're right.
So there are a few characters that will. Yeah. It's the same universe, but yeah, you don't have to necessarily watch.
Nah, it's a decent show. It's not, I wouldn't call it very much horror. It's weird. Well, I mean, it has horror aspects, but nothing about it has ever been scary.
No.
Okay.
I liked the first, you should watch the very first season, the house one though.
Murder House, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is that probably the best one?
I can't tell you what the best one is. I remember.
In your opinion, which one
was a good
entertained by?
I don't know. I didn't care for Coven that much because I got sick of what's her name singing. I was like, this is stupid.
Kathy Bates.
No, it wasn't. No, it was what's Fleetwood Mac. I don't know why. Stevie Nicks was in there. She played
Stevie Nicks.
And suddenly she was singing. And I was like, this is stupid.
Fuck this.
You know that skateboarding guy with the cranberry juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
fuck that guy too for bringing Stevie Nicks back in her fucking spotlight for 15 more minutes.
Did you hear that she's trying to sue him?
What? Fuck her. What a bitch.
Yeah, because he was, I don't know what he had done with the song or something, or he had sold the video, I think is what it was. He'd sold the video to somebody, you know, so that they could use it or the idea. I don't know exactly. And yeah, Stevie Nicks is suing because, you know, I think it was like $500,000 or something. Like it wasn't, it's like chump change to this bitch, but she's like, no, fuck that guy. Fuck that.
She probably got a shitload more than 500,000 downloads on that. $500,000 worth of downloads just because of that video. Now she got to be a fucking cunt about it.
Of course.
What an asshole.
But my opinion, Cole, I really liked Freak Show. I thought
Freak Show.
Yeah. I was most entertained by Freak Show.
So House and Freak Show, I'm going to write those down. The two that you felt were pretty good.
I think you started with a good season though, too, just because of the throwback style of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't actually mind Hotel that much. I did. I guess.
I did watch most of I didn't watch much of Hotel. I did watch most of Apocalypse though.
Which Roanoke was an interesting one.
See, now Roanoke, that's what I was going to say. I think that one, a lot of people didn't understand what the fuck was going on because there was so many different characters. But yeah. I was actually most entertained by Roanoke. That one kept my interest the most just because I don't know if you guys ever know the story of Roanoke.
Yeah.
And that has always fascinated the shit out of me. What was that one? It was, I think back in the 90s, it was a made for TV movie, Storm of the Century.
I don't know.
Anyway, I think it's a Stephen King novel or something, but that explains what happened to the people on Roanoke Island, you know, within that story. So I think that's a really cool, I don't know. I've always really enjoyed the Roanoke Island story. So this was, it just tied into my obsession with it, if you will. I like it a lot. So yeah, I was entertained by that one, but it does get a little confusing and a little weird with like the, because it takes place, it's sort of like a, what do you call that? A reenactment. That's what it is. So they start off with it as a reenactment. And then all of a sudden, all the people, the reenactment actors and the actual people are together. And it's like, what the fuck is even going on here? So it's a little weird, but I liked it. I thought it was fun.
It was fun. Which one? Apocalypse. I don't think that's probably the only one I haven't seen all of.
Yeah, I thought I did watch most of that one, and it was, again, that one was pretty fucked up, you know, pretty weird.
Yeah, there's a show with one of the gals from American Horror Story, and I think the same director or writer, that's on Netflix, called Ratchet.
Oh, I've heard of that that show. That was on, not a Netflix show at first, right? That was on an actual network, right?
I'm not sure. I thought that one was a Netflix, made for Netflix, but I could be wrong about that.
But that's like one of those shows where Nurse Ratched was in an other movie, and now they're kind of doing a TV show sort of focusing on her rather than the main character of that
movie. Yeah, I believe that's correct. Yeah.
Okay. I can't remember which movie that is. Was that One Flew Over the Cuckoo's? No.
Yes. Yes.
No, was I think it? You're right. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's.
Yep.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Correctamundo.
Right.
Anyway, that show, I think it is, I watched maybe two episodes of it. I didn't get super into it, but I think I also tend to start something and then veer off and watch something else.
Okay.
So I wouldn't mind hopping back on that one. I did watch another movie. I rented it for $4 because I was waiting for it to go down. It's called it's called Willy's Wonderland, and this is a Nicolas Cage movie. And if you've heard of the video game Five Nights at Freddy's, it's basically they stole that idea almost. Ah. So except he somehow this town forces people that they pop their tires basically as they're driving through, and then they're like, hey, we'll fix your car up. You look like you don't have enough money. We don't have an ATM to pay for this. So go into this restaurant with these animatronics and clean it up all night. If you do a good job, we'll, here's your car and you're good to go. And pretty much it's just the town feeding these animatronics, evil animatronics, these random people who get stuck there. Nicolas Cage doesn't talk one time in the movie.
What the fuck?
But this he's sounds... in it all the time.
And he's right on the front like movie poster too.
Yes, he's the main guy. He never says anything. And it's actually not the worst movie. I tried to watch Jiu-Jitsu. That's on Netflix. And that movie, I watched 40 minutes of it. It sucked.
Really? I'm not surprised.
Try to drink some more.
This sounds awful, but
see if it gets better. But that one was, I just couldn't do it. It just sucked so much.
Sounds awful.
It didn't sound like a great movie.
But Willy's Wonderland, also not a great movie, but way better by comparison. And it wasn't terrible. I wasn't going to pay $20 when I saw it first came out, but I was like $4 and I made Logan watch it with me and everyone thought it was okay.
Sure.
I'm going to tell you about a movie that I saw when I was like 11 and I thought was awesome. And I've always wanted to see it again since then, but I've never seen it again since then. And I finally watched it last night on Tubi.
I hope it was still awesome.
It was not.
Oh,
Tango and Cash.
Oh, that's with Sylvester Stallone, right?
Sylvester Stallone and Kurt Russell. Okay. So Kurt Russell is Cash. And Sylvester Stallone is Tango. And it's a buddy cop movie, kind of. Like Sylvester Stallone is like this by the book, like rich ass stock market cop. And Kurt Russell is like the loose cannon sort of guy, right? And I think they were really trying to go for an action comedy sort of thing because Sylvester Stallone kept on having like these cheesy ass one-liners, but like he would do this uptick in his voice, like he knew it was supposed to be funny, but like he would read it off and it's like, hey, I'm telling a joke here, you're supposed to laugh, but nothing he said was actually really funny. Like his police captain asked him something about are you ever going to get married? And Sylvester Stallone's like, why is that a proposal? And it's like, dude, you are way more excited about that line than anyone was about hearing it.
A laugh track every time he does that crap.
There should have been a laugh track in there. It would have been a lot better. There's Sylvester Stallone, Kurt Russell, and then Sylvester Stallone's little sister is Terry Hatcher. So other than Terry Hatcher, there is like five other women in this movie. All of them are topless and none of them have lines. There are no women in this movie other than Terry Hatcher, basically. And they're only in there just to show their tits for like 2 seconds, and that's it. The action is fucking dog shit. The plot is fucking awful. The main villain is the cowboy from City Slickers, Curly.
Jack Palance.
What's that?
Jack Palance.
Jack Palance. And
it, Curly.
I'm sure he watched this movie back and was like, "This is the most embarrassing shit I have ever done in my life." Like, man, it was fucking bad.
I'm just looking at the pictures, and then the way you describe it, I could see my young self very much enjoying it.
Oh, dude, when I was 11, I loved that movie. I thought it was awesome. That just goes to prove that kids are fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, when it's an 80s movie, a late 80s movie, and it's action, and there's boobs in it. I mean, like, that's describes, like, the great 80s movies.
You could tell that they knew that this movie was that genre, and that genre was fading. Like, they basically, the song that they used was, the theme song or whatever they used was like a synth song, was very, very reminiscent of like the Beverly Hills Cop theme song, like dun, 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 dun. But like the notes were a little twisted around so they wouldn't get sued. It was very similar. You should almost watch it because it's so bad that it's almost good. It's not, it never actually gets good.
What did you watch it on?
Tubi.
Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. So I'm looking at, there's plot keywords.
Okay.
And the very first one is bare breasts.
Really?
Yes. That's fuck what yeah. It's for plot keyword. Sex in the back of a car.
Yep.
Wait.
Bacon, Chinaman.
What?
Male nudity.
Dude, Asian American is the proper nomenclature.
Well, not in 1989. Homosexual subtext.
There was a lot of that.
It says reference to John Rambo. Was there a reference to Rambo?
Yeah.
There has to be.
So I think Kurt Russell called Sylvester Stallone Rambo at one point. Cash called Tango Rambo, and Tango. Sylvester Stallone himself said, "Rambo's a pussy."
bad cop, worse cop.
Yeah, that was a game they played at one point.
Nightclub, prison shower.
Yeah.
I gotta see this movie. Sounds
like I'm hitting them all. Man dresses as a woman.
Kurt Russell.
Man and woman ride a motorcycle.
Kurt Russell.
Man with mustache. I mean, how can you go wrong?
I don't know. You sold me, Adam. I'm watching this on Tubi tonight.
You guys really should. You almost should just do a shitty review. You guys, you should almost, you know how you always talk about doing a live podcast, watching a movie?
Yeah.
You almost should do it for this movie. Like,
I have
podcast your reaction to this shitty movie.
I might have to get Uncle Vinny on board.
A new game for us to play. I will read plot keywords. I'll give you the year of the movie and maybe one of the actors, and I'll give you plot keywords the rest of the time, and you can see if you can guess it.
I like that. Sounds like fun.
Don't give us the year and the actor, because Taylor's gonna cheat and look it up on his phone.
Never.
Yeah.
I just
the
think
year.
Like,
you gotta know the year. First
keywords I give you is bare breasts. Good luck.
Total Recall. Total Recall.
Yeah, if I give you a 1980s, say whatever year in 1980, it's all gonna be bare breasts. Good luck.
Total Recall. Total Recall. There's three of them.
It's gotta be.
And then I did watch The Falcon and The Winter Soldier. Cole had to make sure I watched it, and I actually watched it today, so it's pretty fresh.
I've watched. What day is that coming out on?
Fridays.
It is Fridays. Okay, yeah. So it's just like WandaVision then.
Yeah,
I think I'm current on that show. I'm enjoying it quite a bit.
And the other thing that I noticed, Cole, because I took this away, you said something to the effect of each episode is only like an hour and a half, or is only like 35 minutes long. Wrong. They're all 50.
Yeah, I realized this past week that it was over 45 minutes. I didn't realize all of them were.
Yes.
But this is another one of those ones where all of these Marvel shows, or at least I'm saying all of them, they keep making you think like you should watch all the credits to see.
Yes.
Fast forward, because there's like 26 minutes of credits on at the end of every episode, and I keep fast forwarding. I'm like, maybe I'll catch some sort of clip.
Yeah.
Nah. There's nothing.
Nah, you just gotta, as Cole once said, you just have to go home and watch it on YouTube like an adult. But no, it's been such a good show. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. It's got action in just the right parts, and fucking Captain America brutalizing that poor motherfucker at the end of this episode was fucking awesome.
I want to go back one episode, because we didn't talk about episode 3 at all. So everyone was kind of excited that Marvel bought Fox, because that means the X-Men might come in, you know, or they can use mutants and stuff. Sorry, I'm doing a text. I got someone bringing me food in a minute here.
I just want to
say, so the
good jump though, by the way, sorry, from Tango and Cash to this show, because Wyatt Russell is in this show. Ooh. Playing the new Captain America, who is Kurt Russell's son.
Ah, that's who he is.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
He was in a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, and he was in the show that I really like.
Lodge 13?
The Beach.
49, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he's a good actor. Did you hear about what's going on with this guy?
How people are sending him death threats and shit?
It sounded like he quit the show.
What?
Yes, people were sending him death threats because he wasn't the real fucking Captain America, and they didn't like him, and he's fucking stupid. And this guy's like, fuck you guys. I heard he quit.
I don't know if he'd actually. Have a lot of this already storyline
itself anyway.
But I got to ask these fans, like, you realize this is fiction, right? Like, they know this isn't real.
Yeah,
he does a great job as this. I haven't had an issue with him as the character. The hate seems to be coming from people that are angry that he's not the real Captain America.
Yeah, but fuck? I mean, this is coming from the same kinds of fans who downvoted King Kong versus Godzilla because they didn't watch it, but they just want the Snyderverse to continue. I mean, it's the same kind of toxic bullshit.
It's fucking stupid.
Yeah, it's really fucking stupid. Like, and these are fans who haven't actually read comics, who don't know that John Walker is an actual, you know, person in the comic books who did take Captain America's place, who kind of turned out to be somewhat villainous.
I swear, the end of the last, I think it was the last episode where... Well, I think I'd give a spoiler, but you guys have seen it.
Yeah.
Where
Pose is kind of like looking up on him after he had done something kind of villainous. And I swear that's a comic book cover, or I had seen an image.
With the bloody shield?
Yes, correct. Of looking at like a Captain America on one of the comic covers.
It very well could be, because they do like to do shots that are reminiscent of old comic book images and stuff.
But the only reason why I remember it is because I think I had that particular issue.
All right.
Yeah.
What I was saying about season 3 was with the mutants and stuff. That whole episode takes place in on that island called Madripoor. And that's a very, very big island, or a very big location in the X-Men comics. And it's a very big, location for Wolverine stories in particular. The person, the power broker that they're talking about, it's a major villain, but a minor villain. Like, it's a villain that gives a lot of other villains their powers in the comic books, and you don't really see them a lot. So, like, it's not really a major villain, but it is in the fact that this villain creates quite a few other villains throughout the history of Marvel Comics.
So it's an enabler.
An enabler, basically, yes. But so I don't know. It could be a possible way to bring mutants into the MCU.
Well, Cole, I don't know if you know this, but I was scrolling through HBO and I came across New Mutants is on HBO.
And, yeah, I had heard that.
But it says the final X-Men movie.
And well, they gotta write something about X-Men on there to get people to watch that fucking.
I think I'm gonna watch it. I think you'll watch it.
No, I'm not gonna watch it.
I've only seen the trailer for it, and I've been curious.
I've been curious since I've seen that motherfucking poster up at the Grand Movie Theater when I had Movie Pass.
I've heard people dissing it, but whatever.
You know what, Cole? It's the same jabronis.
I don't need to hear everyone else's opinion. I'll
Cole, well, the just reason, remember, if it sucks, it's probably because they had to rewrite it about 17 times, and then they had to cut out a scene because there was a pedophile in there, so the whole thing doesn't make sense.
No, Cole, the problem is you got these twats on the internet that you're reading all their bullshit, Cole. They're downvoting this movie just because they don't want you to see it. They want the Snyder cut.
Didn't the director even like want his name off the film because he knew it was going to be such garbage before it was ever released?
I'm going to fucking watch it. Adam and I are going to watch it.
Go ahead. Waste your fucking time.
And we're going to watch Tango and Cash.
Good.
We're come back.
Like, I actually want you to watch Tango and Cash. I really do.
Okay.
And I don't care if you watch New Mutants. Go right ahead.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, except I will think it's good, and Taylor will be like, it fucking sucked.
I'm here with an open mind.
I'm going back to Fantastic Four.
Okay.
I liked it. I thought it was fine. Everyone else thinks it sucks because I have, I don't know, no taste.
That's why I don't take your word on recommendations.
Yeah, I don't listen to anyone else because I'm always like, hey, it's pretty good.
It's pretty good. That was actually a pretty fucking good movie.
Other than Jiu-Jitsu.
I've got three movies I got to watch this week. I definitely got to watch Tango and Cash. I definitely got to watch this Nick Cage in Wonderland. And I got to watch the New Mutants. It has to happen. So that's what I'm doing this week.
Has anyone watched the new Snyder cut, by the way? Just curious.
No,
I haven't. But I was talking with Elijah, and he said that it's broken up into episodes. It's episodic.
Oh, I thought it was just one long one.
Well, when it first came out, apparently it was a 4-hour movie.
Yeah.
I guess maybe they cut it down into episodes because they figured, hey, you know, this is a good place to take a break if people don't want to sit down and watch the whole thing.
Yeah,
I suppose if you want to watch all four in a row, you have that choice then.
Hey, how long is that on HBO Max?
That's not one that's going to the theater, is it? It's just
No. I think that's a permanent installment.
Can you wait to watch it until I don't have COVID and I can come over and watch it with you?
Are we breaking it up or are we
either way?
Okay. All right. Sounds cool. Good. We'll order pizza from Scranton.
I didn't tell you this. So after when I went to the gas station the day when I almost got hit by the bitch in the blue car, so I went to the gas station, but I had left from all of T's house. I go to the gas station and I told her after I'm done there I'll stop by the liquor store and pick you up some wine. She's like, well, I want to pay for it, you always pay for all this shit. And I was like, oh, it's fine. And she's like, no, here's some money, but you have to go to Walmart. I was like, I'm not going to Walmart. She's like, the wine there is only $3. I go, it's a mile and a half away from the gas station. And there's a liquor store 2.5 blocks from the gas station that I'm going to. Like, I'm not going to go to Walmart. She's like, well, how much does the wine there cost? And I told her it was like $6, but I was lying. It was $8. I don't think she understands. I will willingly pay the extra $5
convenience fee
so that I don't have to drive an extra mile and a half.
Yeah.
Like, that's some bullshit. I don't know. I don't know. What's your thoughts? Would you drive an extra mile and a half to save $5?
$5?
If I'm buying multiple bottles of the one thing that I'm saving $5 per bottle on.
Well, it's sort of like if you were to go to a convenience store and buy a soda there versus going to the grocery store.
How about this? If you went, would you drive extra miles to go to a gas station that had gas that was 30 cents cheaper?
No.
I would.
How far?
See, I don't know.
I probably would.
Okay.
3 miles?
Perfect.
That's 30 cents cheaper? That's a fucking steal.
Well, here's a...
If you're going with... But I'm saying, like, that should be the same for your wine then.
Well, the Sam's Club. Sam's Club... I think their stuff is 30 cents cheaper, isn't it?
Well, I don't have a Sam's Club.
Sam's or Costco. I think Costco might even be a little bit cheaper than.
Well, that's well. Sam. I did not. Yeah, that's so far out of the way. You got to plan that out.
As far as Adam's example though is going though is like I was going for gas and like wine is a side mission. It's just kind of in the way, right? But sure. If I were gonna go get 30 cent cheaper gas and drive an extra 3 miles, if gas is the mission and I can save, you know, I would totally, you know, if that's the only thing I'm getting, basically, you know, I'm not going to take a side quest where I got to go way the fuck out of my way. I'm just doing this because I want to be out of the house for 20 minutes, you know, not
spreading COVID everywhere.
Not for 40 minutes.
If you got a 12 gallon tank and you drive somewhere, and you're like, all right, I'm going to fill it up. You're saving like $3.60. But if you're going to one of this gas station and you're going to save $5 if you go up to Walmart over the place that's closest to you. I mean,
but it's not just 3 miles though. You got to think if it's 3 miles, that's 6 miles total. That's at least 20 minutes extra. No, so
that gives you time to jam out.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't know.
Pay the dollar.
I'm just saying if I'm offering to pick someone up something, like it wasn't their idea, it was my idea.
Yeah.
You don't get to dictate where I'm picking that shit up.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah.
Well, I guess, and it also makes sense that, well, if you're paying for it straight up, then who cares where you're going?
Yes.
But I understand if she wants to pay for it and she could save $5.
Dude, I still wound up paying all the difference.
I figured you did.
Yeah, I mean, it was really no skin off my back. I was like, oh, yeah, I can do this on the way for you, but yeah. I don't have to do it. Like, I'm just making, although I'm acting like a real asshole because ever since I've gotten COVID, she's been an angel.
Like, what? Is she bringing you food?
Yeah, she's the one who keeps bringing me food. I should send you guys a text on this group text. So she's like, do you need anything? And I'm like, no. And she's like, oh, okay. And then she texts back a little later. She's like, are you sure you don't need any food? And I'm like, no, I don't need anything, but thank you for offering, right? And then she shows up with two grocery bags. One is totally full of Gatorade. And I never had yellow Gatorade before, but it's actually pretty good. I always thought red and blue would be the best, but man, that yellow Gatorade is really good.
That's my
jam.
And
then she gave me all of her bananas. She gave me four cheddar biscuits from the Red Lobster cheddar biscuits, which are pretty good.
The cheddar bay biscuits, baby.
She sent me this plate of chicken and sausage and snap peas and onions and peppers that I just sent you guys.
Hey, that was good. Yeah,
it was really good. And it was so much food on there. There was two pieces of chicken and I didn't get to the chicken cause I ate all the rice and all the other stuff first. She gave me a leftover pork chop, loaf of bread, a bunch of turkey meat. They
just cleaned out her fridge.
She's just been a fucking angel. And I haven't asked her for nothing. She just keeps bringing me shit, and it's really, really nice of her. So, I mean, I'm being a dickhead about the wine stuff, but honestly, she's been like, she's been a fucking godsend over the last couple of days. So
awesome.
And she's bringing me food tonight. I don't even know what kind it is. She said she'd be here around now. So if I just jump off the podcast at some point, it's because she's like here.
Okay. Well, I think we can start wrapping it up. We bet.
No, we haven't even talked about all these dead people yet.
Oh, shit.
There's dead people?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear them.
The first one is Prince Philip. I didn't even look it up because I don't really give a shit because I'm an American. I'm sorry, British people. I don't know how old he was, but he probably died from being old as fuck.
He looked like a corpse.
He was looking like a zombie for quite some time.
Yeah.
I think he was like 99 or something. He was 90 something.
I think he was an extra in The Walking Dead.
Yeah, definitely.
Prince was...
What's that?
I mean, I'm trying to tell you his age. He was born in 1921.
Oh,
so he'd have been 99 or 100 years old.
Yeah, 99. Yep. 99. But he's born in June. He almost made it. He could have almost made it to 100.
Yeah. Oh, good riddance.
Did you hear about all those assholes in England that were complaining about like them covering his death?
No.
Like, so he died, and then they pushed back like two other shows to do coverage of his death, and like 100,000 people complained about them doing coverage of his death because they couldn't watch their shows.
I could understand it because I could see how it would be just in the news constantly over and over and over again. And people are like, I already heard this.
I get it. Like, yeah, well, everybody's got fucking phones, you know. The zombie's dead. We get it.
Who fucking Everyone did? Knows he's dead already.
Fuck.
I don't know. It just seems like a dickhead thing. But whatever. I guess I was the ones who said I don't give a shit, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm not English.
Yeah. But.
I don't think English, obviously English people don't care either.
They just I guess you're things. Right. James Hampton, he was 84 years old. He died of Parkinson's. He was Harold Howard, the dad, Michael J. Fox's dad in Teen Wolf.
Okay. Right?
And then he was a caretaker in the original Longest Yard. The good one, the good version of The Longest Yard with Burt Reynolds and not Adam Sandler.
I just looked him up and saw that he was in F Troop, and I remember F Troop, and I recognize him from F Troop.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really watched F Troop, but yeah. But yeah, that guy, he's passed away.
Okay.
And DMX, 50.
Oh, I forgot about DMX. Yes.
Yeah. He drug overdose. Which, I mean, if you were going to take bets, that probably would have been the bet that I would have put the Hulks on.
DMX performed here not too long ago.
Yeah.
Right at the Bowl.
Yeah, yeah.
Did anyone see that? Did we talk about that? I think we did when he did it.
I didn't see it.
I didn't go to it, but.
No, I heard that show was a disaster. And I can tell you who had his name on it.
Oh, the guy who played it on, you mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we won't talk about that here. But but no, I popped over to Elijah's and Elijah was rocking it out on his Amazon Music, and he had the lyrics up there, right?
And he was rapping?
No, not Elijah, but just the DMX was on. Elijah's like, rest in peace. And then holy shit. I don't know. It was, of course, X is gonna give it to you. Everybody knows that fucking song. But then this other one popped on. I don't know what the fucking name of it was, but I'm like, holy shit, this guy is homophobic. God damn, okay. We need to cancel his ass. And then God did.
He was a 90s rapper, early 2000 rapper. That is totally accepted.
I know. I'm just joking, but I just thought it was funny how different things are these days. It's like, God damn, you can't say that shit.
With lyrics on there, I had heard something recently that I found interesting is that, like, people, these bands really aren't making music videos anymore.
No.
And I guess it's because lyric videos.
Gotta go for a second.
Okay.
Lyric videos do better than actual music videos.
Really?
People don't really care what you look like I guess maybe they never did, but like videos that have the words so you can see what those are all about are the more popular ones.
Karaoke.
Yeah, karaoke basically.
Oh, was that Logan?
Yeah, that was Logan. He's
no, it's your mom.
All right, bye.
His voice is changing so much.
It is. He's a young lad now.
Funny.
Yeah. So I don't have anything else to talk about.
Let's talk about that pool, Adam. When is it opening up? When can people expect to be there?
I don't care, actually.
Okay.
Probably. I mean, I've tended to open it up in April because it's been okay in April.
Yeah.
Maybe end of April, but I'm going to wait until it's a bit warmer even at night. So I don't have to heat it as much. Once it's consistently in the 70s, then I'll probably open it up because it only takes a day, really, just so I can get everything balanced and let the filter run over.
How did it
doesn't take long.
Cool.
Sorry, I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, nothing, that we have nothing to talk about. And so Taylor asked me about the pool.
I got my food. Molly dropped me off food.
Yeah.
Okay. So I thought she was just bringing me a plate of food, which she did. Meatloaf.
Nice.
And some vegetables. I know there's broccoli in there. I think it's cooked. I couldn't tell. And mashed potatoes. And the meatloaf she makes is fucking wonderful. So I'm looking forward to that. It's really good. But then also she brought me a grocery bag of strawberries, bagels, Activia yogurt.
You got to say regular.
Cream cheese.
Cool.
So wait a second. You can taste all this stuff?
Yeah. I never lost my sense of taste.
Fuck you.
He already went over his symptoms.
Oh, I didn't hear I didn't hear that one come up.
Yeah, I never lost my sense of taste or my sense of smell.
Well, that's so cool because that flag behind you looks like shit.
Oh, did you hear about that? The Minnesota Wild canceled their game tonight, as did the Twins and the Timberwolves.
Oh,
have all delayed their games because some dickhead cop had to go fucking shoot a guy. Stop shooting people.
She said, "I thought it was my taser." As she
it was a chick, actually.
Yeah. She pulls out her fucking gun. I thought it was my taser.
Do you make that mistake?
I'm not going to get into it here, but you know, it things happen fast, you know. But you know, if your taser's on your left side and your gun's on your right, you hold it. Yeah, fuck, dumb.
I just think if you're an experienced police officer for 20 plus years, you would know the hand feel of your taser over a gun. And what side it's on, even if it's something fast, they could both be on the same side. Maybe you have your gun higher and your taser lower or something. It's a lame excuse. We'll see what happens with her. I know she quit, so
probably for the best.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It's going to be this another lawsuit, I guarantee. So.
All right.
Fuck another lawsuit. It's another person that's dead.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's fucking, that's awful.
Correct.
I don't know. I guess we're ending on a down note, which
bom, bom.
Sucks because that's never fun.
No.
We were doing celebrity deaths just to say, and we didn't care.
Yeah, fuck those celebrities. Fuck.
They're not real people.
No.
Okay. Macaulay right. Culkin had a kid. Goodbye.
We're Comic Can Cruzy. I'm Cole.
I'm Adam.
And I'm Taylor.